Srila Prabhupada has explained that as soon as we are trying to give up offenses in our chanting, we are immediately going from Nam-Aparad to Nam-Abhas. Although we might not be able to keep it for long, but whenever we are trying, we are not anymore into the Nam-Aparad sphere. We are into the Nam-Abhas sphere. So it's very encouraging. And actually, if we don't work on this eagerness to give up Aparad, if we don't intensify the desire to give up Aparad, we will not come to the point of humility if we cannot do that. We will be in the point of, I don't care if I cannot give up Aparad. So we need really to build up this determination to give up inattention in our chanting, so that eventually we can connect deeply with the holy name, or at least we come to that position of humility. So Satchinandana Swami was mentioning two interesting points this morning about how to develop this humility. I will just like to underline them, and I will just add one more, which is also very, very helpful. It's work on offering obeisances. Offer them as much as you can, at least during this week. Whenever you go in the temple, out of the temple, as much as possible, and try to do them really with full consciousness of what you really mean by offering obeisances. That's very helpful for developing humility. Now Maharaj spoke about becoming a beggar this morning and going on Madhukari. You remember? So I would like to bring the same point in our chanting. When we come to this point of humility, when we come to that point, I'm not able, I'm trying, but I'm not able. At that time, we should become beggars. We should beg Krishna, please, my dear Nam Prabhu, my dear holy name, please allow me to serve you. I'm here, I'm trying, please allow me. That should be our begging to the holy name, so that we are able to give up this inattention, that we are able to serve him properly. Now, every beggar will know that to beg, one needs to be very tolerant, because that's not often we will get really what we are begging for. So in that same mood, while chanting, we remain tolerant, we remain patient, but we just keep on begging for being able to serve the holy name without offenses. So that one task. Maharaj also spoke about being aware of not being body and mind, to be, in other words, in our real identity. So I would like to just make a very little meditation, and then we immediately jump into the chanting from that position. So that it will be Atma Buddhi meditation, that we are not the body, we are the soul. And then I would like to bring you to a point that Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned. He said in one of his prayers, there is only two spiritual identities, the jiva and the holy name. And he is saying, in that consciousness, when we do this Atma Buddhi meditation, then I would like to invite you to come to that place. There is nothing else remaining. There is only I, the soul, and the holy name, and my begging for connection, my begging to be reunited. So please just close your eyes and make few deep breathing. I will just read you few sentences, and then we just start to chant from there. Try to focus on what I'm saying, and try now to totally relax and keep on few deep breathing. Meditate on your spiritual identity. You are situated in this material body, but you are eternal. The body that surrounds you is just made of the five gross material elements and will one day return to the earth. Your real nature is full of bliss, knowledge, and eternity. In that awareness, we start to chant, begging for a connection.